Yeah.
What is up, New York? Hello, and welcome to Bruce Hall Second Opinion here on AM 1230 WFAS. I am Roy G. We're here to break down all the NFL games. How are we doing today, Bruce?
I'm doing okay, Roy. I'm just sitting here trying to keep my level of enthusiasm up. I've gotten about 6 hours of sleep in the last 48 hours, but I'm doing good. It was a wrestling tournament weekend. For those of you in New York who have kids that wrestle in high school, that's what I do part-time. I'm a high school wrestling coach. And occasionally you'll hear my voice sound like I've had a pack of cigarettes before I've come on. Allergic to tobacco. Do not smoke. Let's get started because there's some good games today, Roy, and there's some bad games. And also want to make an announcement. If you go to nhbowl.com and check to see how Bruce Hall Sports is doing, that's what I compete as Bruce Hall Sports. You'll see that in units played, I'm number one. I'm actually over 4,000 units somewhere. I think the second place guy is under 3. So that's good news. I'm hitting somewhere between 57 and 58%, but the units played is the actual, you know, little things that count when you're competing. But, Roy, you had a good week.
I did have a good week.
You had a great week. I actually had a great week with totals. I was 6-1. If you go to nhbowl.com, you'll see who's hot and who's not. If you go to over-unders, I went 6-1. I was plus like 2,300 units. But I'm playing catch up with my totals. Totals aren't as important.
My totals are starting to catch up with me. I start out on fire. And this past week I was 8-7, which isn't very good. But overall, with totals, I'm 48-31, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Roy, totals are something that are, if you're a conspiracy enthusiast, totals are a lot easier to probably take care of because all it takes is one of those yellow flags coming out after a big gain or a touchdown. All of a sudden, those points aren't going to happen anymore. And by the same token, if you turn your head, not that we're saying that this happens, but it's just everything is controlled by – that's why when video instant replay came out in the NFL, I'll never forget, I was on the Tony Kornheiser show, and a lot of people know Tony Kornheiser. He was on Monday Night Football for 3 or 4 years until they dropped him like a bad habit. But, you know, I called in. I was kind of a regular on the show. This was many years ago, and I said – they asked me, you know, Gary Braun, his producer, said, Bruce, what do you think about, you know, the instant replay? I said, well, it's going to definitely cut down the amount of money that referees bet on football. And, you know, I was just kidding, kind of. And, you know, I got blown up. Tony blew me up. You can't say that. You can't say that on the air. So I never called in again. And he would, you know, so it didn't. It was neither here nor there. But as it turns out, after some research was done with some questionnaires with the NFL officials and college officials, evidently over 90% of the officials in both college and the pros say they knew somebody that officiated that bet on football. So evidently there's some things going on, but we don't care. No. We just want to have fun on Sunday, watch a lot of football. I just pray I can stay awake long enough, Roy, today. Let's get started. Let's get these people off today.
All right, well, first off,
we're going to give them a winner right off the bat.
We are going to give them a winner.
Not.
First off, we got the Baltimore Ravens minus 16.5 over the Indianapolis football team. The over-under here is 41.
You know what? This is a perfect example of why when Roy and I get together, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. I had my picks all set up. I got up real early, about 5 o'clock this morning. I was on Twitter. I was doing all kinds of things trying to get caught up. And I get in here, and the more I look at this Indy-Baltimore game, the reason I was going to take the Baltimore Ravens today is two reasons. Number one, New England screwed me last week. And if you watched that game and you wagered on New England in your pool or whatever you do, you were booing them in the third quarter and the fourth quarter too because all of their people, evidently from what I understand, they were getting booed at the stadium. They gave up 28 straight points to Baltimore to not cover.
They 21 were up, in the fourth quarter.
Look, they could have scored 60 points in that game. That's the difference between that, and that's the problem giving that many points.
Yeah.
Because you can.
Well, I said that from the very beginning.
I know you did, but I really thought that they would put their foot, their pedal to the metal and just keep it going. But I can understand why maybe they backed off. But no, I just like all the fans that left and were cussing from Foxborough when they left the stadium and left it empty in the fourth quarter. I think those people were a little upset too.
Well, Belichick's been known to run the score up, which is what surprised me the most about this game. Is that
well, there's nothing wrong with running it up,
right? And
there's
what
something
he usually
wrong
does.
With. I believe they call it shaving, but I don't think he was. I'm not saying he was. I think he was just making sure some guys didn't get injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Anyway, but you know that was where that was. But Baltimore, you know, I looked at this number, 16.5 points.
It's still a big line,
and it's a big number. And but at home, we saw them beat up a Pittsburgh Steelers team early. But I got to tell you, Ray Lewis is doing a great job of coaching. Mm-hmm. He's not going to play again today.
He won't.
They got a corner that's nicked up a little bit, but you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, my favorite in the AFC to go all the way, it's these guys.
I
like these guys.
See, I like them too, and they're 6-0 at home. So if they get the one seed or if they get home field advantage in the playoffs, look out for the Baltimore Ravens. The only thing that with me is if you force these guys to throw, if you play 8 in the box and a bump and run cover, you got to make Flacco throw the ball. And Flacco, as we've seen, whenever they are 0-3 this season when Flacco throws 40 or more times.
Yeah, but here's what you got to understand.
Against bad football teams.
But this is Indianapolis. They're the worst football team.
Oh, I'm not saying that the Colts are going to win here. I'm not saying that at all.
I was on them early, and I started to tell the story of how I got off of them. You and I talked for a while, and I just went, you know what? I just took my pen out and scratched them. I said, I'm not taking them.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm not going to take them is because we noticed there were some guys coming back for Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting guys back.
Saturday, which is who's
Jeff Saturday, one of the best centers in the NFL, is back. He's been out for I don't know how long. Their offensive line has been just a makeshift kind of group. I'm going to leave this game alone. It's happening a half an hour drive from where we are right now.
I like the Ravens in this game to win. Now, 17 points is a lot of points, especially when all season Cam Cameron's gotten crap for throwing the ball nonstop. So look for them to give a heavy dose of Ray Rice in this game. And can you cover 17 points with Ray Rice running the ball?
Well, that's what happened last week. Ray Rice had that. We talked about that.
Right.
That was one of the things we talked about.
Ray Rice better get the ball 20 to 25 times.
Right. What is wrong with this guy? Well, guess what? He had the game of the year.
Yeah. I mean, Ray Rice is the key to the Baltimore Ravens offense. Point, game over, end of conversation. But what are we going to see in today's game? Is this the Cam Cameron who's going to come out and show that his offense can throw the ball against a crap defense and the Colts? Because the Colts are terrible. I mean, up and down.
They're bad, yeah. They're
team
bad.
Rankings, offensively and defensively, are bottom of the league. So if you're going to throw on these guys, I mean, I guess if you want to give Flacco some work, then here's a team to do it against.
Well, listen, if you're playing the money line on the Colts, you might want to forget that too. Because let me just tell you this. Here's some numbers for you. Last 16 out of 17 games played in Baltimore since John Harbaugh has been head coach. They've won 16 out of their last 17. Since John Harbaugh took over as the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, they're 25-5 at home. Forget about that.
6-0 this season at home.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Atlanta Falcons, -2.5 over the Carolina Panthers. The over-under here is 47.5.
Now, see, I didn't like this game, and I made three scratches today. My first scratch was Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for those of you that talked to me early in the week, and I think I told people that I wasn't completely sold on Baltimore, and I always tell people to listen to the show, and I always tell people to go to the blog. But what I like about this Atlanta team is they can't play any worse than they did last week. I mean, yeah.
Which I had that game.
They're 26-2 when their killer running back, Michael Turner,
the burner,
they're 26-2 when he gets 20 touches running the football. And, you know, that tells me exactly that offense has to come off of the running game. That's what makes their quarterback a a successful quarterback. Matt Ryan is not great. He's good.
He's good. He knows how to manage.
He's a real smart kid.
He is.
But he's also not a real physical guy. So he's not going to buy himself a whole lot of time. But with that team he's got, Turner has to get the ball. You've got to give him the ball on a regular basis. Not always in running situations. They can. I like it when Atlanta mixes it up. When they go with two tight ends, you know, on one side, a tight end on the other, one wide out, and they throw the ball. You know, they'll go play action on first down, throw a little eight-yard curl. Now you give Michael Turner the ball twice if you have to and get a first down.
And the key that you said there was play action.
Right.
The Atlanta Falcons offense, they can throw the ball. They have the weapons to do it. They have Roddy White. They have one of the greatest tight ends to ever play the game of football. They can throw the ball. Mm-hmm. It's when the Falcons try to get out of themselves and put Ryan back in shotgun and try to sling it. That's not who the Falcons are.
No, they're not. They're not. And now Julio Jones, he's supposed to play this week. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, he'll be playing.
He, you know, when he's in there and he's 100%, they're a totally different team.
They're a very. I mean, he.
Well, they can stretch it with Roddy
exactly,
or him.
Exactly.
Now Roddy was having a hard time holding on to the ball for a while. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's probably had 12 drops this year easily. The last couple of weeks, he's looked pretty good. But it seems like every time I turn them on or I see him on red zone, I see him dropping the ball in the end zone or something. I don't know what's going on with Roddy. I happen to love the guy. He's a former, you know, Georgia State wrestling champion in high school, so it's hard for me not to like the guy. But I got to tell you, I'm taking Atlanta minus the 2.5.
So am I.
Because I think what they're going to do, Roy, is I think they're going to just hit him in the mouth today and run the football. And I think that you're going to see a heavy dose of Tony Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Roddy White. I think if Julio's out there, he's going to stretch the field. And I think you're going to see Turner carry the ball 25 to 30 times today.
And the Panthers have a bad defense. They have a very bad defense. At one point, they were giving up 28 points a game to the opponent, which is a very bad defense. Now, they do have Cam Newton on the other side of the ball, who has convinced me now at this point that he is Rookie of the Year. I'm off the Andy Dalton bandwagon, especially since Newton broke the single season rushing record.
35 years that record stood. Steve Grogan, who was a big guy, just like Cam. Steve Grogan was a New England Patriot quarterback, had a halfway decent arm. He's not a Hall of Famer by any means. They used to win a little bit with him in the 70s, but I'm going to tell you, the guy could run. I mean, he would just put it under his arm, and he was bigger than linebackers back then. In the 70s, there were 200-pound linebackers. There were. We had the Redskins had a guy named Neil Okolowitz that was, you know, an all-ACC player at Maryland that was the middle linebacker on those great teams the Redskins had back then. He weighed 210 or 15 pounds. And he was a middle linebacker. I think Grogan weighed 245, 250. So, you know, it helps weighing 250 and mm-hmm. being built like a tight end.
That's true.
Let's get, we are going to take Atlanta, Roy. I'm going to take him for 3 stars. I'm going to take a regular play.
Next up, we have the Cincinnati Bungles, -3 over the Houston Texans. The over-under here is 37.
Yeah, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G over here.
Go.
You want to go to my website, which is BruceHallSports.com. You can always hear us on that.
Yep.
We podcast there. We also transmit live from my website. We also have – there's a Facebook button on there. Hit it, and we want to hear from you guys. We just saw some numbers this week, and we're real happy with them. But anyway, we'll talk about that later on. Let's go to this game. Now, Cincinnati, in my opinion, they're going the wrong direction, Roy. I mean, they really are.
Look, I was telling you about this earlier, that the Cincinnati Bengals and really that whole division is kind of misleading. Now, they have a bunch of teams who were all fighting for the division title.
Well, how'd they get to be 7-5? I mean,
they've played some pretty crap teams. I mean, when you play the Browns twice, you're playing Seattle, you're playing Indianapolis. You're Tennessee, who now kind of looks to be in the playoff position, but I think Tennessee's out. I mean, they've played some pretty bad teams, and not to mention they have Andy Dalton, who has shown up, and then you add A.J. Green to the equation, and Cedric Benson's been playing good. But I am not a believer in the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't think they're a playoff team. I don't think they're a contender for this division, and they're going up against a Houston Texans team who I think is still the best team in the AFC, even without Matt Schaub.
Well, you got to like Houston. I mean, they're doing everything that – Right. I mean, they're absolutely, and they've turned the worst defense in the league last year into one of the top two or three defenses this year. We talk every week about what a great job Wade Phillips does. Listen, I'm old school, always will be, and you win championships with defense. And, you know, this is why certain teams, like, you know, the Redskins play the Pats today. I don't think the Pats, I mean, there's a reason the Pats went one and out last year. Yeah. There's a reason that they, you know, were thrown out of the playoffs earlier the year before.
Their defense is poo-poo. And there's also a reason why the Baltimore Ravens have found themselves in the playoffs year after year after year after year after year is because they have a great defense. Same with the Steelers. Great defense. Great defenses get you places. And bad defense gets you knocked out.
Now, we got an injury that will make a difference in this game. Andre Johnson,
he's
the all-pro wide receiver for the Texans,
and
is out.
And his other hamstring this time.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's just tough luck for the Texans.
I watch these guys. I mean, it's hard for me to understand because when I was an athlete, I ran all the time, but I didn't have sprinter speed. So I didn't have to worry about pulling my hamstrings too much because I wasn't really, it's hard for me to understand how these guys are so fragile. I mean, are they not stretching well enough?
This has to be some sort of hangover from the lockout. People not stretching. People not conditioning properly in the off season
because they weren't allowed to use their own facilities. Mm-hmm. Right?
And there's two types of muscles in your legs. There's the fast twitch and there's slow twitch. Slow twitch is building endurance. Fast twitch is building for sprinting. And you have to work both of them out, or you're going to see lots of hamstring injuries like we've seen this year. So, I mean, maybe people were running sprints, training by themselves, and weren't running long distance, maybe they're running long distance and weren't sprinting. Either way, you're going to see a lot of hamstring injuries.
Right, and as a coach, I can tell you this. If you overwork your quadricep muscles by doing a lot of squats and doing a lot of extensions, and because that's what makes the front of that leg so big and strong, what's going to happen is you have to work your hamstrings out just as hard, because if you don't do that, if you don't have the balance between your hamstrings and your quads, that's when you pull muscles.
Yeah.
That's how you pull quad muscles. These guys that are incredibly fast have incredibly built-up hamstrings, but maybe they don't like doing squats. You know what I mean? Squats are painful. I mean,
they're not any fun.
but my point is
and when you're training by yourself, that's the thing there. In the lockout, you're training by yourself. So basically, you pick your own workouts.
Right.
You're picking people who you want to work out with. You're running your own workout system. So you're probably going to shy away from the things that you absolutely hate doing and no one's making you do.
Well, now you're taking Houston. I know you like them.
I love Houston.
I was on them all week. I am not taking them. And I'll tell you why. This is a do or die game for Cincinnati. And I happen to still like the Bengals, especially at home.
I think they're a pretender.
Well, you know what? Here's another reason I don't do this. I'm not taking them, and you don't understand this because you're not as old as I am, but I won with Houston last week.
So did I.
With a rookie quarterback, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I don't like to go 2 weeks in a row playing him. I'm not going to play against him, but if I don't take Houston, I don't have to worry about this kid breaking down and throwing four picks. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Detroit Lions, -7 over the Minnesota Vikings. Over-under here is 47.5.
You know, this is another game I just scratched about an hour ago. We talked in detail about both of these teams. Adrian Peterson is supposed to start.
He'll go.
If Adrian Peterson goes today, he's going to touch the ball at least 15 times.
Him and Christian Ponder both showed up on the injury report this week, which is a little cause for concern there, seeing as they are the entire offense of the Minnesota Vikings. It's all the AP show, and everything works off of play action with AP, especially for a young quarterback in Christian Ponder. So if AP doesn't go, then you're looking at Toby Gerhardt, who is a good running back,
but
I'm not afraid of Toby Gerhardt.
No, nobody is. I mean, this kid's got no speed, and he's not really that athletic. I've watched him play. To me, he looks like a fullback.
And
he's not big enough to be a fullback, right?
He's okay. He's an okay running back.
What's wrong with Christian Ponder? It's his hip.
Yeah.
Did he get a hip pointer or something? He got hit with a helmet.
He got hit pretty bad last week.
Right.
In that Broncos game.
You know what? He played a hell of a game. I mean, that was a great game.
Oh yeah.
And I just got two words. Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's we have ridden him like Secretariat.
Yeah.
How long?
And it's paid off.
How long can we ride him?
I'm going to keep all through the playoffs, man. I'm telling you, I've said it multiple times.
What are we going to do in this Detroit-Minnesota game? What are you going to do? That's the question.
I'm doing Detroit.
Because you love Detroit.
I do. I love Detroit.
Well, I just scratched him after talking to you for half an hour.
I know. I mean, look, I have Detroit. They're not one of my top plays.
Hey, what's with Kyle VandenBosch? Is that personal? I mean, you know what I think it is? I think with VandenBosch, I think he's so banged up. A lot of these guys, after 12 weeks of the season, 12 games, 13 weeks of the season, they're just so banged up that they're better off just lifting weights and stretching and doing a little light running and getting what they call mental reps. Mm-hmm. VandenBosch is an all-pro.
Yeah.
If he starts, he's going to get one or two sacks probably anyway. But I worry about him now. You know who's out? Sue.
Yeah,
well, he's not going to hurt him with their pass
suspended.
Rush, but he's going to hurt him against – He's not going to hurt him, in my opinion, not having him against the run. Because if you want to run the football, he's an average defensive tackle. He is an athlete, and he's a big, strong one, but he's got what we call anger issues. So here's my deal.
But I'm okay with
it. By the way, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. Go to BruceHallSports.com. Click on my blog. Follow us. We're going in order, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right down the line, we're having fun today. We're trying to find a good game. This is going to be, if Minnesota wasn't 2-10, this would be a good game.
I like the Lions in this game, but I don't like them enough to bet the house on them. I mean, the 7-point spread is a little bit much, especially seeing what we saw last week with Denver and the Vikings. The Vikings apparently can put up points. So.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, but Detroit, their defense really isn't there. I mean, they've had some guys banged up. Hey, what's going on with Kevin Smith? Is he out or is he a game time?
He's
questionable.
He's
right?
Questionable, yeah. And it's a game time decision. Some people are saying he's out, but it's going to come down to the wire. So if you have him in your fantasy leagues, find another option.
Now, their strong safety Spivey's out.
Yeah, which is big.
You know what? This game, the total is 47.5. You know,
the line on some places has gotten up to as much as 10. So it really depends.
Oh,
where
that's
you're at.
Crazy.
So,
yeah,
10 points for the Lions is a no.
Well,
but
from
if
what
you're
I
getting
understand,
that 7,
that 10 point line came in the last 24 hours.
Yeah,
but let's do this. I'm going to pass on this game personally, Roy. You're taking Detroit.
Next up, we have the Green Bay Packers. -11.5 of the Oakland Raiders. The over-under here is 51.5.
Well, we got treated to a great game, and so did all you New Yorkers out there who got to watch your Giants pretty much, play for play with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, we knew it was going to be good. As long as they didn't turn the ball over, they were going to be good. And look what cost them, a pick six.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, a pick six against Green Bay, giving them a 14-point turnaround like that, you can't afford to do that, and look what they lost by, a field goal. That could have been the game. Eli looked good, except for that one pass he threw. I don't remember him really making any mistakes. I thought they did a good job. It was good to see Ahmad Bradshaw back last week. But let's talk about this week's game. The Oakland Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders. Which Run DMC is still out.
Hey, you know who's out today? McFadden.
That's what I just said.
He is not. Oh, Run DMC, excuse me. It's one of those. That totally went right over my head.
They will also not be playing any Run DMC music at the stadium.
Well, thank
that's
God for that.
That's probably
Jacoby Ford's been out all year, hadn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that
pretty
hurts
much.
Him a little bit at wide out and at for special teams to get Denarius Moore's up, right?
Yeah. They,
what's going on?
The Raiders' offense is looking thinner and thinner, but you still have Carson Palmer. You still have Hayward Bey, and you still have the dude that Palmer basically, demanded in TJ
who's your daddy?
So, I'm not ready to completely count out the Raiders offense.
No.
Completely.
I think they'll be there. I think they'll be there, but I don't see him winning this game.
No, no way.
Bush is getting beat up.
Just
Michael Bush is getting beat up pretty good.
He is. And he's not McFadden.
No, he's not.
And this is the Packers we're talking about here. Just mark it in the win column for him, 13-0, 6-0 at home.
Now I'll say this. The Packers do get back A.J. Hawk. Now, A.J. Hawk didn't play last week. And Bishop is still out. The other linebacker, the other starting linebacker. Now, if you don't think that made a big difference last week with Eli and their offense,
huge difference.
You weren't paying attention because they couldn't blitz. They couldn't use their blitz packages nearly as much. You could see them dropping in. They came in with nickel a lot against the Giants. I see Green Bay today just They're unbeatable at Lambeau.
Yeah, they don't.
They're not going to lose at Lambeau this year, which tells me they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Right. If they do lose, they're going to lose on the road in a late season game where that doesn't matter.
Detroit.
Right. That's the end of the season in Detroit.
Detroit.
It won't mean anything.
No. Nobody wants to go out there when Sue gets back and have him, like, pull your leg off or something.
I mean, sure, it'll mean something as going for a perfect season, but are you really going to risk injury over a perfect season if you're the Green Bay Packers?
You know what my play is here today? The over. I love the over.
Oh, definitely.
Let me tell you something. Green Bay doesn't care if you score. They don't care.
They're just going to score.
They just don't care. The way they look at it, it's like, you know, have you ever played, you played full court hoops on Wednesday night? And, you know, you don't play any defense because even if the guy scores, now I got the ball in my hand,
exactly.
I get to go down and shoot.
The Green Bay Packers play backyard football.
They do.
Like, oh, you just go ahead because I don't want to play defense. I get tired playing
a lot of speed and a lot of plays they make. And
just
give
me the ball.
You know what's great about them? They don't only make plays on offense. How about Jordy Nelson? What a monster this guy year he's having.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is going to be first-team All-Pro this year.
He's great. Did you see that catch he made last week with the jumping up in the air, half-spin
move? How does he keep his feet in bounds by the inch?
A lot of talk.
Jennings did the same thing.
There's been a lot of talk about Aaron Rodgers and the monster season that he's having.
He's got the best receivers.
Exactly. He has the best receiving core in football.
And he gets good protection.
Not to take anything away from Rodgers, because he's having a great year.
He's the best quarterback in the league.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Tom Brady, he is the best quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely,
in the league.
But he also has the best receiving core.
Yes, he does.
Which makes this team, to me, unbeatable.
I don't see these guys losing. And you know what? They're going to get a week off anyway after the Detroit game. Just go out there and beat them up, because Detroit is not going to be that good game 16.
Mm-mm.
They're just not going to be. I'm going to take the over here for 5 stars, Roy. What are you taking?
I got Green Bay all the way.
Then I'll pray for you.
Next up, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +3 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Over under here is 41.
You know what? This is a lousy game.
This is a terrible game.
Both of these teams are likely to have new head football coaches very quickly after the season is over, because they got to get ready for the draft, combine, you know, negotiating everybody's deals.
Maybe a new city for Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville may end up in L.A.
Maybe.
You know, the guy that bought it.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, we talked about him last week. You know, he was in women's accessories for years. Now he's in, he's like the guy from Tommy Boy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He makes brake pads or something. I don't know, something to the tune of that. This game, don't waste your time watching it. Unless you're from Tampa Bay or Jacksonville. Now, you'll see them on Red Zone.
Well, if you're from Jacksonville, you're probably not watching the game anyway.
You're definitely not at the game.
We've established that the Jacksonville fans don't care.
It's in southern Georgia.
That's
the problem. You know, they've already got a team in Georgia, and this is just not going to work there. Tampa Bay, you know, what do you say about these guys? Don't you have a tight end on Tampa Bay team?
I have Kellen Winslow.
You got Winslow, don't you?
Yeah, and he's a little
banged up. So are you going to activate him?
Yeah. He's,
well, you know what?
He's playing for me.
Now, Jacksonville's got a decent defense. There was a big article on Paul Podlesny today. I want to say it was in the Washington Post, probably an AP story. I sat next to this kid. He's a middle linebacker. He used to be in Buffalo. Signed a big deal. I didn't realize how much money he got. He got like $41 million for 6 years. You know, I guess he's good. He looks like a male model. I mean, he's a gorgeous guy, long curly hair. But I'm going to tell you, he's one of the few guys on the Jacksonville defense right now that's not injured. They're banged up
pretty damn good. They're very banged up. Now
Lowry's out.
And it's already a bad defense. Although this is a defense who held the Baltimore Ravens to what?
Cam Cameron did that.
Right. I mean, the Ravens beat themselves in that game, but the defense does show up. They do play a Tampa 2, which, hey, they're going against Tampa, who plays a Tampa's who. So this.
What a surprise.
So I think the obvious play here is the under. 41 points is ridiculous. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they average 12 points.
By the way, they may have showers down there today, too. 40% chance of showers.
They average 12 points a game, the Jaguars do.
By the way, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G over here.
Yo.
Go to my website, brucehallsports.com. Click on the Facebook button. Send us a message. Let me know you're listening to us. We are going to go to a two-hour format in January. Just giving you some advice or some advance notice. Some advice. We always give advice.
Here's some advice.
Unfortunately, it's always my opinion. But That's what the name of the show is. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to have a 10. We're going to go from 10 to 12, which means we're going to get a chance to really get into some detail and really have a lot of fun. And we're probably going to have some phone stuff going on and some contests and some ticket giveaways, all kinds of wild stuff. Let's go to the next game, Roy.
Next up, we have the Miami Dolphins minus 3 over the Philadelphia Eagles. Over under here is 45.5.
I still have Miami. I haven't scratched them, but I'm thinking about it because you're so high on the Eagles.
I am all over Philly today.
You know what? How can you be all over a team that's that bad?
Michael Vick is back.
Oh, he's going to be healthy. You mean he's going to make it through the entire game today? How is he going to do that? They're going to get him killed again.
It doesn't matter. Weren't you the one who just told me before the show that the number one offensive line in the league is the Philadelphia Eagles, correct? Isn't that what we were saying before?
Yes, it is. You know what? They came out with a grading poll this week, and the Eagles actually, and this is what's amazing about what a terrible year they're having. Now, you and I also talked about this. Technically, they're not out of it yet.
They're not.
If they go 8-8, they may win the NFC East. Seriously. You could win the – I don't know if they can win it with a tiebreaker, but they could win the East. Now, if Dallas wins today, they're in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
But we don't think that's going to happen anyway, and we'll tell you about that in a minute in New York.
We'll go over that soon.
We like the Giants in Dallas. We like any opposing team in Dallas. Hey, they iced their own damn kicker last week.
That is ridiculous.
That was funny.
Let's play the
That was a
they're going to play that on Come On Man for the next for the rest of the season.
That is the best one of the best things on TV.
What's a bigger bonehead move there? Icing your own kicker
or calling timeout? Listen, the Redskins
Are you thinking Joe Gibbs?
Yes, Joe Gibbs called timeout on the sideline twice.
That's hilarious. We didn't even talk about that before. I think it's hilarious. That's the thing that came through your mind. Joe Gibbs, two timeouts in a row to give the Bills 5 yards on a 50-yard field goal. Called timeout
and
2 years in a row.
Barely cleared.
Oh my gosh!
The crossbar. It was unbelievable. It was just typical. Typical Washington Redskins stuff. I mean, listen, I don't care how bad you think you have it, Jets, Giants, you don't.
You don't know.
You don't.
You don't know my struggle.
You have no idea what we go through just waking up and having a look. First of all, we look at a sports page in Washington that's got 4 pages. It's 4 pages long. It's 4 pages long. I mean, yeah, I can read it in 10 minutes.
I say, screw you, Washington Post.
I hate the Post. Now, I do like some of their writers. I like Mike Wise. He's a good guy. I like the ladies that write on there, Tracy Hamilton. I like her a lot. But the rest of them can go to hell in a handbasket.
Oh,
who are you taking in this game? I've got Miami.
I got the Eagles. Give me the Eagles.
You know what? I'm going to scratch this. I'm going to take...
I'm all over the Eagles.
I'm taking
here,
Miami. I cannot take Mike Vick and the Eagles with your money. Listen, there's no way I'm doing it.
Listen to these teams' records. They're both 4-8. They're both 3-3 in today's situation. Eagles are 3-3 away. Dolphins are 3-3 at home.
It's just, but the Miami is playing like a real team.
Do you want to flip
now.
A coin? I got to flip a coin app.
Let's not do that. Let's just say we're going to come back to it. Next, I love it when we come back to a game. I'm going to circle that. First time we've ever done that.
Next up, we have the New York Jets.
By the way,
Jets.
I do like the Dolphins. I like them personally.
Jets.
I like Tony Sparano. Hey, he's coming back next year.
I think so.
He's got to.
Maybe.
No, maybe. It's the Miami freaking Dolphins, for Christ's sake.
Well, they got like 12. I mean, you got to see, isn't Beyonce an owner or something like that? I mean,
the only thing I know that Beyonce owns is that body. She owns that. Who we got today?
The New York Jets minus 10.5 over the Kansas City Chiefs.
How did the Chiefs beat your Eagles? By the way, I'm not letting you get away with this.
I'm upset.
Chicago Bears.
Upset.
Hey, by the way, I had the Bears too.
I had the Bears. It was one of the few times I convinced you to take the Bears, and they screw me.
They scored 3 whole points last week.
BS.
Hey, and I think the Kansas City, wasn't that a Hail Mary in the first half or something that got them to 7? You talk about a I think I had the under. That was part of my under where I went 6-1 last week. So I had a hedge. I had Chicago, but I had the under. So I hedged. Did you have the under? No.
No.
Hey, who do you like today? You like the Jets.
I love the Jets, man. I was talking about the Jets last week. Gangrene, baby.
You know what?
I'll rock my Jets hat.
If you looked at their schedule, that's a tough schedule.
They do play a tough schedule. And they're 7-5. They're looking. Look, the Bengals are out. I already said that. The Jets are in. So go ahead and start popping champagne, you know, New York, because the Jets are in the playoffs.
I got to agree with you. You know, and I'll say this. What they did to Washington last week, they could have gotten a pink slip for. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They could have had a warrant served with it. They stole that game.
Yeah.
The Redskins outplayed the Jets for
three quarters.
And they controlled the ball for 9 minutes in the fourth quarter, and they got beat. Rex Grossman did Rex. But I got to tell you something. The good Rex won.
Yeah, he did.
I like Rex. Well, I like Rex Ryan, you know, is what I'm I mean. I do not like Rex Grossman. Let me repeat that. I do not like Rex Grossman. He's gained like 50 pounds, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty fat.
Little loser here.
Yeah, he could be.
He's a little bit of a loser.
You know how that is, though. You know what I really, really hate? You know, the Redskins still think they have a chance to win. They do.
No, they don't.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Are you still a Redskin fan, Roy?
Can I tell you? Yeah, of course. I'm a Redskins fan.
You know,
it hurts.
It's hard to talk about.
It's like being an Orioles fan.
It's hard. It's almost exactly like being an
Orioles
fan.
You're not an Orioles fan, are you? You know, there's Redskins.
No, of course, I'm not an Orioles fan. I went down and watched the Washington Senators play baseball, you know, when they were in D.C., not Texas.
There are Redskin Oriole fans that exist.
Where?
In Maryland.
Yeah,
Isn't that terrible?
Well, you know why. You know why.
Well, I mean, the Nationals are.
But there wasn't a baseball team here since 1972.
Right.
All those kids.
And the Ravens, you know, when they left the Redskins, you know, I mean.
You know what?
But that's terrible. Could you imagine just sucking year round? Just sucking.
Hey, let me tell you something. There was a time when the Mets weren't that good.
Yeah, but they weren't the Orioles.
No, wait a minute now. The Orioles have a great history. We're talking baseball on a football show here.
Now you're talking Oh, the Redskins have a history.
Hey, let me.
Yeah, that history has sucked for 20 years.
Yeah, but that's.
How did we get off the Jets?
That's recently.
We just get so mad.
We're just trying to. Hey, listen. I'm leaving the Jets alone. You're taking them.
I'm taking the Jets.
All
the way to the playoffs.
Well, let's talk about this, first of all.
Palco sucks.
Kansas City's talking about picking Josh McDaniels up to be their head coach. What do you think about that?
I love McDaniels.
Well, first of all, it will allow their head coach now to go play golf, which is what he likes to do anyway.
The guy looks like a scrub.
It's actually something he's good at.
He looks terrible. He shows up at the game in like a triple XL hoodie that doesn't fit him.
He looks like he hasn't had a shower for 3 days.
Yeah, he looks stupid. And then he plays Palco, who looks even dumber. I mean, the Chiefs suck.
Hey, Kyle Orton. Hey, they get Kyle Orton, right? They claim him off waivers. They sign him. He plays one play and dislocates his finger.
Now, the Chiefs have a – I don't want to call it a good defense.
I wouldn't even call it a bad defense.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
No, you know what? Who's their defensive coordinator?
Fashion advice for coaches, that's right.
Romeo Crennel is their defensive coordinator, and Romeo Crennel has done a great job.
Coached where before?
Well,
New England,
New
right?
England Pats, sure.
And where else did McDaniels come from? New England.
Yeah, but
are they going to rebuild the New England Patriots coaching staff in Kansas City?
Well, you know who picked Tim Tebow?
McDaniels.
Thank you. Hey,
he's a genius.
He's so much better than the guy. Scott Paoli, though, if you ever read anything about him. Let's take, hey, you take the Jets. I'm going to pass
I'm all
on
over
him.
The Jets.
What are you doing with the over? Is Kansas City going to score against Rex's defense?
No.
All right, then take the under two. What's the next game?
The New Orleans Saints, -3.5 over the Tennessee Titans. 50.5 here's the over-under.
I love the over. Just write it down right now. This game is going over. You know, the weather's fine. New Orleans is, you know, New Orleans is going to score 31 points.
At least.
Tennessee, I almost took in this game, but three and a half. I don't like the 3.5-point line. It's not enough points.
I love that line.
If it had been,
I'm taking the Saints.
If it had been 4, 5, or 6, I would have took Tennessee. But I'm leaving this game alone completely. Let me tell you, Chris Johnson is in full stride. That East Carolina Pirate, and by the way, he's a very religious kid too. God 100, whatever that means. He tweets that 1,000 times a day. I think he carries his phone out with him when he's working out, because I get tweets from him during the middle of the day. So it leads me to think that,
like,
maybe,
hey guys, I'm just walking on the street. Pound God 100.
Hey, Jonathan nice. Vilma is supposed to play. He didn't practice, but he's going to play. Ingram's out.
He's out. Which he's big into Twitter too.
Yes, he is. McBride's
Speaking
out.
Speaking of Twitter.
Hey, do you know what? Chris Johnson averages 104 yards per game in the month of December.
He's looking, you know, and his stats aren't looking that bad at this
Hey,
point.
You know,
he's gonna rush for 1,000 yards.
You like Nate Washington. He's had a good year.
I do like Nate Washington.
He's a game time.
He is.
That hurts me just a little bit.
He's their leading receiver.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be okay.
I think he'll go.
I think he will too. You know, Mike Munchak, he has a bromance going on.
Bromance?
With, you know who with?
A little bit of GTL.
Hasselbeck. He loves him.
How can you not have a bromance with Hasselbeck?
Let me tell you something. This is a guy that's been to a Super Bowl.
He's from the Northeast too.
You know what? This guy, if Tennessee makes the playoffs, he's the guy that can take them deep into the playoffs. This Tennessee team, by the way, isn't that the same Tennessee team that didn't they beat the Ravens earlier this year?
Yeah.
If they go to Baltimore, they can beat them. They're one of the few teams.
This is what's happening. The Denver Broncos are going to win the division.
Which is great.
The Baltimore Ravens are going to get the wild card, and Tebow is going to beat the Ravens in Mile High. Write it down. I said it. Boom. Game over. Boom goes the dynamite.
All right. You know what? You need a drug test.
Next game we have here is the New England Patriots. -8.5 over the Washington football team.
I don't even call them the Redskins. I call them the Skins because they should change their name. That's ridiculous.
It's not going anywhere.
Look, I have American Indian history in my family. I have DNA. I don't appreciate that. Hey, look, if you had a team from, you know, wherever, I mean, if you know, people have called, I'm not even going to say it, because if I go there, people will think wrong of me. But you don't call people names. You don't do that.
No, you don't.
And the Redskins is a horrible name. I mean, that's just ridiculous. New England, you know what they played here? You know the last time New England played here, do you know what the score was? No, don't say 62-7. That was the score in New England the last time they played.
Before
that, the Redskins beat them, and it was, you know who was the coach then? Steve Spurrier, and that was the year they won a Super Bowl.
Steve Spurrier.
We beat both teams in the Super Bowl that year.
Spurrier.
We beat both teams that were in the Super Bowl that year, and we went like 4-12.
Spurrier.
They were days.
Nobody wears a visor.
Hey, can I tell you what?
You think visors are cool?
Hey, Steve Spurrier. Steve Spurrier is the University of South Carolina now, for those of you who don't know. And he's a great golfer, by the way. I think he gets to play Augusta National all the time where they play the Masters. And by the way, if you want to go to the Masters, go to BruceAllSports.com. Click on my website, hit the Facebook button, send me a message. BruceAllSports.com. I'll take you to the Masters. I'll take your friends to the Masters. I'll even take your wife to the Masters if you really want to take her. I mean, there's a lot of women out there that play golf.
Wait.
If you do a week in Augusta, trust me, it's about 95% men there. But the women that do go to the Masters every year,
if you find a woman who wants to go to the Masters,
you'd marry her.
Oh, lock it down.
Well, you would marry her. Well, you need to. Who are you taking the New England Skins game? I'm taking the Patriots -8.
I'm taking the Patriots. I mean, this.
How can I not do that? I mean, the Redskins just lost two of their best players on offense
due to drug charges
for the rest of the year.
Who might not?
It was their third
failed test.
Yep. Failed test, which means they're smoking reefer just whenever they want to. So let me get this straight.
They're lucky.
Trent Williams. Let me talk for a minute. Trent Williams. Listen to this. This is funny. Trent Williams signed for as much as any offensive lineman ever made when he signed. You remember that? He was like the third pick in the draft. The Redskins got him, 2 years ago or 3 years ago? It's 3 years ago.
3 years, yeah.
So anyway, Trent Williams, he's got millions. Now, there's a problem in football. If you're not on the roster, you don't get paid. It's not like baseball. In baseball, you sign a contract, mostly 100% of that is guaranteed. In football, no. It doesn't work that way. That's why when these guys get fined or they get suspended, he doesn't have a big deal yet. He got a big bonus, but his first deal is a little 4-year, 5-year deal. Mm-hmm. Sue's losing like $120,000 or $182,000 per game, the two games he's out.
For doing the 8-town stomp.
$350,000 is a big piece of change.
He was just dancing. That's all he was doing.
Yeah, dancing on a guy's forearm or on his bicep. Now, you know what? He really did. If he'd have known he was going to get two games, he probably would have done a Haynesworth and just flipped his helmet off with one foot and kick him in the face with the other one. Now, that would have been entertainment.
If I'm going to do two games, might as well make it worth it.
Hey, let's do this. Let's take – you know who's going to have a great game today for New England?
Everyone.
Andre Carter. Andre Carter has 9 sacks.
If you have a Patriot,
he wasn't good
on
enough.
Your fantasy team, play him. Play the entire Patriots lineup. Gold.
He was Andre Carter. Andre Carter.
He was a Redskin.
Was a good Redskin.
And we
too.
Let him go. We said, go ahead, buddy.
He wasn't good enough to start here.
No, we don't want you. Why would we want an all-pro defensive end?
They went to 3-4. They went to a 3-4, and he didn't play the outside linebacker position very well.
The Redskins did draft Kerrigan, which is a good replacement.
You know what? Ryan Kerrigan could be an all-pro this year.
He's a beast.
He's a rookie. But I can't imagine the skin.
Andre Carter's
going to have it. Landry's out. What a surprise.
Andre Carter, no Trent Williams, equals Rex Grossman's fat butt on the ground.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. They were talking about.
The one plus out of this is that Rex Grossman is going to do probably 150 sit-ups throughout the game getting off the ground. He'll lose a couple pounds.
Hey, I was listening to a reporter that was doing an interview on the way to the show today talking about Tom Brady's girlfriend. Giselle Munchen. You know what? The guy said she turned him off. I go, what? And he said, she was outside the stadium after a game smoking a cigarette. It was a complete turnoff. I said, she'd have to do a lot more than that to turn me off.
Smokes a cigarette.
You know what? I'm taking New England plus the points for 4
take
stars.
Take Giselle in your fantasy football team. Pick her up if she's there.
Hey, if you score with Giselle, you got one on me.
Next up, the San Francisco 49ers -4 of the Arizona Cardinals. The over-under here is 37.
No! You know what? I meant to say something, but listen. Last week, I was all over Arizona. Did I release them? No. Did I change my mind after the 1 o'clock kickoff? Yes. That's why you got to go to Bruce Hall Sports to my website, because on my blog, I will turn some things around late in the day. And I got to tell you, I loved Arizona. I got some information, and I just kind of went with it. And then for a while, I was kind of singing the blues because Arizona was, down a touchdown most of the game. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, boom, as usual, Cowboys figure out a way to lose a touchdown. It's tied up. And then all of a sudden,
Jason Garrett was like, do I really want to win this game?
Now, you know what?
Do I really want my job
next year?
Hey,
let me think about this for a second.
Hold on. Let me think about it.
Hey, no. Don't let him kick. They look like they're going to make it. Call time.
You hear his explanation?
To his defense, his special teams guy did come up and ask him to call a timeout. So that guy should lose his job.
Stupid.
You know what? That kicker has missed, 2 kicks all year? 1 kick?
He's a beast.
Let him kick. Kickers kick. That's all they can do, right? They don't do anything else well. They play golf well, because hitting a football is just like hitting a golf ball. You go inside out, you hook it. You go outside in, you cut it. It's exactly the same. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's figure that Arizona is going to lose this game. How much are they going to lose by? 3, 2, 1, or 7?
I'll say 7.
You know what? I did 2. I took San Francisco. How can you not? Now, Willis is out again, but he was out last week. And you know what? How many touchdowns have they given up on the ground this year?
That I don't know. No, 0.
Yeah, I know. That was a trick question, Roy. Sorry.
I was like, wait a second.
Hey, listen. They haven't given up 1 rushing touchdown all season. Do you know what the record is? 4. They're not going to give up a rushing touchdown to Arizona.
B. Wells is having a good year, but he's not the guy to do it.
Well, and against San Francisco, that's not the time to do it. They're going to have to move the ball on the ground. And Wisenhunt, former Redskin, former Pittsburgh Steelers assistant coach. Russ Graham, former Hog, Hall of Famer, great offensive coach. They are going to – you know what this game's going to do? Go under.
Yeah,
this
definitely.
Game is going under 37.
Absolutely.
I've got that under, and I'll tell you what else I got. I got the San Francisco 49ers going one step closer to home field advantage through the playoffs.
I was just about to say they've clinched the division, but they are still up against the Green Bay Packers for the number one.
But they need to keep that home field advantage
right
till they have to go to Lambeau Field in the frozen tundra. Let's go to the next game. We're taking San Francisco. That's too easy.
Next up, we have the Denver Tim Tebow's -3 over the Chicago Bears. Over under here is 35.5.
Your Bears, Roy.
They're not my Bears this week.
Bears are giving me a headache. You know what? Let's not waste too much time on this.
Bears.
I got two words.
Tim Tebow.
Two words.
Tim Tebow.
Timothy. Two words.
Timothy Tebow.
Two words. Urlacher's back. Forte's out.
Is that your two words? Hey, Urlacher's back.
No, Forte's out.
Urlacher's back.
Forte's out for the season. Yeah. Cutler's out for the season. McGay, he'll be fine. He's questionable, but he's starting. Eddie Royal's questionable.
How many words is this?
It's a lot. Von Miller's back. Hey, Von Miller.
Von Miller.
He's your boy.
He is.
Isn't he your boy?
He's my boy.
Wasn't he like one of the top five picks?
He's a beast.
He is a beast. We're taking Denver.
No, we're taking Tim Tebow.
We're taking the Denver team. Tim Tebow's minus the three. You know what? The under's probably a good play, but I'm not taking it. You know why? Tim Tebow's arm's getting loose. Have you noticed?
Tim Tebow's going to throw with both hands today.
Have you noticed when he runs play action, how wide?
Just fast.
Have you noticed how wide open his receivers are sometimes?
It's like a high school
game. It looks like the old NFL games back when nothing but white people played, when there would be two people in the entire frame of the damn film because nobody could run. They were slow.
It's black and white.
It was like me and Roy running
really
after
weird
some
guy
dude.
Over the top. And they throw those. Those are called a forward pass.
Hey, then the football looks like a rugby ball.
Yeah,
a Sammy Ball. You know what? Let's take Denver. Caleb Haney. He ain't the answer.
Uh-uh. Especially with no Forte. No,
he was so
the Bears are
bad.
Done. The Bears are done.
Let's go to the next game. And if you didn't know, we're taking Denver. Yeah. And that's my 5-star play today.
I'm serious about Denver.
We're taking Denver to go all the way. All right, San Diego, Buffalo, Norv Turner versus a team going nowhere. Guys, if you're playing this game, you really don't have a clue.
There's nothing happening here.
Let's go to the next game.
We didn't have to give you the line on this
game. You know what?
Stay away.
Hey, San Diego's -7. The total's 48. You think the over? The only play I'd even consider there would be the over. Check the weather. Let's go to the next game.
Next up is the Dallas Cowboys -4.5 over the New York Giants. Over under here is 59.
Now this is the game.
This is a good game.
I love the Giants here, so do you, but yeah. I'm not taking them. You know why? I'm scared of them. You know why?
No.
I just get scared easy. No. I like the over.
I'm just a frightenable guy.
You know how much I like this over? Last week's New York Packer game was my over of the year.
And you hit it.
This is my new over of the year. I like this just as much. This is about a 5 to 10 star play. If this game doesn't go over by the end of the third quarter, I'll take Roy out to the Palm restaurant.
You do owe me the Palm.
I owe you the Palm.
From last week.
I got a Palm here for you.
Who had the Colts last week? This guy.
Oh, Jesus.
This guy.
Well, you know, you're yeah, but that's ridiculous.
And everyone called me stupid.
So
the Colts won!
That's ridiculous.
Loser.
Yeah, you're...
But I won.
You think?
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah.
There's a chance you might...
Hey, I hit it, man.
Kenny Phillips is out for the Giants. OC Emanuer is out for the Giants. Bass, their center's out. That's the only reason I'm not taking him. He is a great center. I'm leaving it alone, but I'm taking the over for a bundle, Roy. 5-10 stars on the over on that game. All right, we're not even going to talk. Listen, we're not going to talk about Seattle, St. Louis. If you want that game, you've got to go to my website.
There is a play in that game.
Yes, there's a. It's a big play. It's 5-star. And here's a hint. It's not the third string quarterback from St. Louis. Hey, we're winding down here.
It's a great song.
It is a great song. Hey, this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Go to
BruceHallSports.com. Click on the Facebook button. Send me a message.
Yes, sir.
Roy G's here. We're saying goodbye. We're going to go watch football all afternoon. I'm probably going to go to sleep. That's what's great about
it.
You know what's better than Tebow? TiVo.
Hey, there you go.
Hey,
you take a nap.
Hey, New Yorkers love you. Hey, hug your kids and watch a whole afternoon of football with them. Bruce Hall, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, saying goodbye.
Take care, y'all.